Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw that a crown, but I'm out on the road again.
A little bit of canned heat bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the website for my book, ageofthecustomer.com, or theageofthecustomer.com. Either one of those will get you to the same place where you can find out more about my book and what other people are saying about it and how to buy it if you'd like. But mostly you can find out about what I say in the book, what I think about it, and how you can understand what the book's about. And maybe just going to the website will be enough for you. But I think you'll like it if you buy the book, and I hope you do. Bob Kuska is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of a number of e-books and a brand new hardback, physical book, I should say, coming out real soon. It's at the printer right now. Bob is the founder and the president of The Fusion Factor. And Bob, remind us the title of the new book.
The title is The Higher Ground, H-I-R-E. It's an insider's view to finding a career.
And it's going to be out soon. And in the previous segment, we were just talking about the messed up kind of employment situation we got in America right now. We got higher qualified jobs going unfilled, and yet we got millions of people who are looking for a job who aren't qualified for those jobs, or at least they apparently aren't qualified. So your new book is going to kind of help smooth some of that out, isn't it?
You know, Jim, what I find is that so many people go out to find a job and don't think it through at the start of their career. So they kind of just fall into something or take something and then find out this isn't what I want to do. And what I emphasize in my book is that this is a process and that there's got to be a strategy behind it. So the first thing to do as you go out there, and this is a message for all of you entering the workforce, but also for those of you who are looking to transition, sit down and think about what you're looking for. What is the most important criteria? And people don't do that. And what I do is I walk people through the steps after you figure out. You know the old Chinese saying, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing with career. So, for instance, you know, someone took interest in me a long, long time ago and said to me, you know, I think you'd be good in human resources because you're really good at assessing people, you're really good at dealing with issues like that, and that was eye-opening for me. But if I hadn't had that person say that to me, who knows where I would have been.
So someone paid attention to you, and are you recommending that we do the same thing for other people?
That's right. That's right. We have to give back. And you know, one of the things, I deal with a lot of the millennials right now, and I talk to them about networking. And I'll say, well, you know, go talk to my buddy Jim. You know, he can talk to you about what it's like to be an author or what it's like to be in radio. And they'll say, you know, I don't feel like I can call him. He's too important. And what I tell them is that most people will pick up the phone. You have to do it in the right way. But that's what you want to do. You want to treat this as a research project. You're going to go out and you're going to find out what is it like to be an accountant or an engineer or a salesperson and go and talk to people. But see, what they do now, today's generation, just gets on the web and surfs and thinks that's the way they're going to find a job.
Right.
And what I'll tell you, Jim, is that 85% of jobs are found through networking, not through the Internet.
Well, and also, especially if I've got a job opening and I don't have, and I'm trying to find the right person, I'm not looking for a digital image on Facebook or something like that. This person's going to show up in my business.
That's right.
They're going to be part of my life for a while.
That's right.
And so I want to know about that person. You know, what kind of person they are. What do they look like? How do they act? How do they speak? How do they work with others? Et cetera, et cetera.
And for you employers out there, find an employee that really is passionate about what they want to do. I don't care if it's landscaping or engineering or whatever it is, that they want to do this because they really want it. Because if you find that individual, you'll get 110%.
Well, you know, here's what's interesting. Here's another thing that blows you away. You know, Bob, if somebody wanted to find out about you, all they got, if they wanted to go online, they could read all about you on your website.
That's
you
right.
know how much stuff there is out there on me, you know, and the work that I do. I had a person come interview with me for a job, and the first thing I said was, do you know what we do? And the person said, well, not really. And I said, have you been to my website? He said, no. I said, you need to go home and do a little more homework.
Yep.
And that was the end of the interview.
You know, and back to this whole issue of the age of the customer. If I was going out to make a purchasing decision, I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to get on that website. I'm going to find out the specifications. I'm going to look at the pricing. I'm going to look at the benefits. And why wouldn't you do that about an employer?
Mm-hmm.
And I coach my kids. You know, as you know, I have another business, Jim, called Career Bound. And I'm coaching young people on this whole process. And I tell them, crawl all over the Internet to get information on the particular company that you are interested in.
Let me tell you why this is really important, Bob. When all of the millennials get in the marketplace, it's going to get very competitive real quick.
Yeah, it is very
competitive. Because there are a bunch of them.
You have to be out there early and often.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Bob, I need your website again, please.
It's thefusionfactor.com.
And the new book, The Higher Ground, is going to be out soon. Bob, we expect to launch it on the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for coming back. Bob Kuska, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.